My name is Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The purpose of the research is to compile a contemporary portrait of the UK. The date today is the 25th of July 2009 and the time is 4:21 a.m. Can you tell me please your name and where you come from?
I'm Janice Young and I live at Hunsonby in Cumbria.
How did you get here?
We came on the train yesterday from Penrith.
Tell me a little bit more about the place where you come from.
Hunsby is a tiny little village in Cumbria, in the Eden Valley. We have a phone box in the village, no bus route and no shop. And it's very quiet. It's really nice. The Eden Valley is beautiful. I'm originally from Lancashire in Warrington. And the first time I visited the Lake District, I fell in love with it. Particularly the Eden Valley, because we don't have any mountains or lakes in our valley, but it's quiet, it's beautiful.
When did you move there?
1981. So I've been accepted as a local now. It's my adopted home.
Can you remember how you first heard about this project?
It was probably on the BBC website, because I tend to go through the BBC website and I always look at the arts and entertainment pages.
What was it about the project that particularly inspired you to take part in?
I like Anthony Gormley. I like his work and I like the concept, because when there's work on a plinth, it's generally a static statue or a sculpture. It's always a dignitary and it's always raised high above people, which it means you've got to look up to it, and it ensures reverence by its sheer height. And for Anthony Gormley's work, he tends to concentrate on the body and body in context. And for this, I thought it was excellent that he wanted to raise the level of the common man, so that they were looked up to, and it was a portrait of the whole of the UK, which I thought was a really good concept, and I couldn't wait to be part of it.
Do you know anybody else from Cumbria that's been given a place?
No, I don't. Apparently there's a lady who's a writer, and I've been trying to get in touch with her, and I can't find out who it is. I'd really like to meet her. It would be interesting if I was the only one, but the fact that there is somebody else, I'd like to meet her.
Can you tell me what you're wearing, please?
Oh, my T-shirt is the Gurkha Justice, because my father, I followed the campaign with Joanna Lumley, and my father he was assigned to the 17th Gurkha Rifles. And when he came back from Malaya when we were just little, he spoke to us in Malay when we were little, and he absolutely adored the Gurkhas. So when the campaign that Joanna Lumley was... I don't know what the word is. I was just interested in the campaign and I wanted to support it. So that's why I got the T-shirt. The jacket that I have has the Lake District logo on the back, because Cumbria Tourism were delighted that I was going to be here and they wanted to sponsor me. So they're paying for my transport, my hotel. And I said, well, fine, I'll wear your logo, no problem. And I've brought a load of leaflets with me, which we're hoping to leave over at the National Gallery, and we'll give you some as well.
How did they find out that you were taking part?
I phoned them. I've been interviewed all over the place in Cumbria. Yeah, I've been on the radio. I'm seeing Border Television next week. And I've been on CFM Radio Live this morning. So I've got live interviews as well.
What kind of things did they want to ask you?
About Anthony Gormley, about the project, how I heard about it and what I wanted to do.
And what are you going to do with your hour on the plinth?
I want to document the whole process, document the experience that I'm having, because I run a sensory art club in Penrith for some visually impaired people. And obviously they can't appreciate what's on a plinth. So this is my way of showing them, because when I get home, everything I produce, the photographs, the drawings, when I get home I'm going to be converting them into raised images, tactile images, so that I can play the sounds back and so they can hear what was going on and they can feel the images that I've produced, so they can experience it as well, so I can share the experience when I get home.
How do you produce these images?
We use some paper called Swell Paper, which is made by a company called Zychem, and there are tiny capsules in the paper. Anywhere that's printed or drawn on in black, when the paper goes through a fuser, it's intense infrared heat, and anywhere that's black swells up. So when we convert photographs and print them onto this paper, it swells up so they get a raised image of the photograph. So I've been teaching them photography in these workshops, and it means that although they take, there are a lot of photographers that take photographs, you know, blind photographers, I mean, and they get their images described back to them, and they do some stunning work. But my idea is to have them actually feeling the image that they've produced as well as hear description. And I've been loaned the equipment by the University of Cumbria to do this. So I'm really quite looking forward to producing the ones of the Trafalgar Square to show them. And I brought one of my images for Anthony Gormley as well. And that's a tactile image for him to keep because it's the Angel of the North. I thought it might be quite nice for him. And that was interesting because when I showed it to my blind friends, they'd heard about the Angel of the North. They didn't know the scale of it, even though it was described. But by feeling the image, they could feel the people at the bottom and then feel the whole image of the Angel of the North as well. And it was interesting for them because they could understand the scale of it, you know, just by feeling it. By describing it, it doesn't mean that much.
How is it that you've come to get involved in this work and work with the visually impaired?
Most of my working career has been in the health service. I was a radiographer for many years. And when I had to retire from being a radiographer, I decided to do something for myself, do art. I was going to be selfish and be an artist. And it's come full circle. Once you work with people, you never get rid of that. You know, the politics ruined it, but I'd still miss the working with people. So I've ended up wanting to work with other people. And I did my fine art degree in Carlisle, which is a visual arts course. And I've never done as I'm told. I was told to do visual arts, so I decided to do everything that was non-visual. I wanted to concentrate on the other senses. And then that was concentrating on sound, touch, smell. So for my degree show, I used tactile images and environments where they're concentrated on smell and touch.
How did you communicate those senses, smell and touch?
By tactile work. Some of it was in the dark, where everybody was in the dark. And the images that I did that were tactile, I had those in the light because sighted people like to be able to touch as well. You know, when you go in a gallery, all my work has please touch because I want people to be able to touch it. Actually, the first time I ever came across this process was here in London in the Tate. They had a raised awareness exhibition many years ago, and I was fascinated by the process, and they told what it was, and I got in touch with the company to find more about it, and I've been obsessed with it ever since. So yeah, so that's basically why I work with visually impaired people, to help them enjoy art as well.
So tell me a little bit more about what you're going to be doing while you're up there.
Well, I want to record what London sounds like at this time in the morning and compare it with our own dawn chorus, because ours is just birds and quiet, really nice. And this sounds completely different, so I'll record the sounds here as well. I've got a recording with me, but whether or not it'll work on the plinth, I've no idea. I'll try and play it back, the birds, but it might not be loud enough. But I'll record the sounds here. And I'll do photography all around the square so that I can convert that to images for them, because architecture looks beautiful as a raised image. It really works very well. And I'll be doing sketches as well. I'm not that great at drawing. I'm not bad, but I'm not that great. But the drawings I do, I want to do them so that they can be felt as well.
How many people do you think will take part in this workshop that you're going to do when you get back?
Well, I have three regulars for my tactile workshops. I mean, obviously, with getting a lot more publicity, I will get a lot more inquiries. But the exhibition, there'll be a lot of people who'll go to the exhibition because that's going to be publicised as well at home, probably in Carlisle mainly.
How would you paint a picture of the kind of person you are?
I wouldn't. No, I'm a determined character, determined, a little bit rebellious. If I'm told I can't do something, I'll try and find a way around it. And I like people to be involved in art. I like the general public to be involved in things that they think they can't do. So, for instance, I also have a stained glass studio at home and I work with glass. But I've been working with children in schools using stained glass. And although it sounds like you shouldn't do it, I grind the edges of all the glass so that they can actually handle it safely. So rather than saying you can't do something, I'd rather find out why they can't do it and tell them, well, if you do it this way, it's safe. You know, find ways around it so that they can join in. I like other people to be involved in what I'm doing.
How do you think that relate to your taking part in this project?
Well, it's identical, isn't it? Anthony Gormley wants the general public to be involved. I think it's a little bit skewed because it's, to start with, it's mostly be, well, it's preaching to the converted. Mostly it'll be the people who are interested in the arts first that would apply. And then as there was more publicity, then, you know, more people have signed up for it. Because I think it's something like, is it about 30,000 now? Oh, crikey. And it was only 13,000 for the first draw. Glad I got a place then.
Have you ever had any experience of performing at all?
While I was on my degree show, I did. Not terribly well, though. I joined a drama club while I was on the degree show. But I got stage fright and I forgot all my words. It happens.
Yeah. How do you think that might compare with this experience?
I think because I'll probably forget some of the words I wanted to say, but I think because I'm going to be more concentrated on documenting the experience, I've got a job to do. I'm not just performing for the people who are around the plinth, I'm actually doing it so that I can share it with my friends at home as well.
Are you going to be talking about the Gurkhas while you're up there or not?
No. No, I just wore this because it was a comfy T-shirt.
But there is a link there with your father.
There is a link with my dad, yes, but it's not to do with what I'm doing today. I mean, the other T-shirt that I brought with me is my Cymru Institute of the Arts T-shirt, and I wore that all around town last night, so I thought I'd better not wear it 2 days on the run. So I'll put this one on.
Do you have any reservations about this morning?
This morning?
Taking part?
Not desperately, no. I'm just going to enjoy the experience. So I can manage to produce what I want to produce. Yeah, so I can show the girls back home.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really, no. No, I'm happy.
Thank you very much.